Now's the beloved mighty Saint Germain, that great cosmic presence, who is freedom to the earth. We offer him our love, gratitude, and eternal obedience. May our life streams draw forth everything that will cooperate with him and strengthen the outer self of each one of us to do that which he needs to have done as quickly as possible for the purification of our nation and peace to the earth and to fulfill the great divine plan. My beloved family of violet flame freedom, bless your precious hearts. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all you've done to help bring into outer conditions the purity that needs to come and the power that needs to assist. I trust as you are raised in vibratory action by more use of the violet flame, you will be given glimpses from time to time into our Ascended Master Octave to show you what life has waiting to bless you, that you may anticipate the perfection that must one day fill this world. Therefore, if you live for the fulfillment of the great divine plan, you must of necessity have manifested in and around you and your world the greater blessings of that divine plan, which will enable your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body to fulfill its own heart's desire in you and through you and around you to the attainment of your victory in the fulfillment of the divine plan. I want to thank you and make you realize how grateful we are for even a few of mankind to have awakened to the point where you live for the fulfillment of the divine plan and not just for your own personal desires. If mankind could awaken suddenly and see into the Ascended Master's octave and be shown how that violet flame of love can draw into your outer use everything that would make you happy, you would not feel that your happiness depended on just getting your own way and doing what you wanted to do. The day you teach the outer self that what it thinks it wants is only a fragment of the perfection the presence wants for you, that day you will open the door and say to your presence, give me that which you want me to have that will fill my being and world with the happiness that glorifies you. You know what will happen? That which your presence will draw in and around you and into your outer use will contain activities that will bless you far beyond what your own desires would ever bring to you. You think you want this or that or the other manifestation or accomplishment in this world, and you think that will bring you happiness. But your beloved I Am presence can think better than you can. And it can think farther than you can. And it can think of more perfection than you can. And its love can think of more happiness than you can. All of which it wants to give to you. So the day you trust your beloved I Am presence and feel secure and contented and at peace within the call to your beloved I Am presence to fill everything in your being and world with what it knows will make you happy and gratify your craving for manifestation of perfection. The day you trust yourself to give you the happiness you want, its own way, your struggle is gone. Your limitations are gone. And you'll be surprised how quickly things will manifest in your outer use if you will but do this. But do you know why people don't do it? Because the outer wants to do this first and that something else first before it wants to try what the presence wants for it. The outer self don't trust the presence to bring the happiness into the outer self that the outer self thinks it wants. I'm giving you this secret tonight because when you think you want something out here and you think it's constructive and you think it'll bring you happiness, you don't know but a fragment of what's connected with it. You may get some of the things you think you want, and many conditions come with those things that you don't know exist, but which become other problems for you. But your beloved I Am presence, when you say to it, give me what you want me to have to make me happy your way, to fill my being and world with your happiness, your desires, and with that which you know will make me happy and invincible against all evil. Your blessed presence could open the door and flood into your outer use blessings, marvels, miracles, and manifestations that you didn't even dream you would ever have until after your ascension. Now, we'd like to hurry this experience a little and let you have some of this happiness before your ascension, if you'll trust your presence. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. When you say to your beloved I Am presence, give me in my outer activities that which you know will give me invincible, boundless, eternally sustained happiness that is invincible against all evil forever. That which you know will satisfy me, inner and outer, with the eternal happiness of complete attainment and outer activities, you would open the door to such blessings, to such opulence, to such miracles of happiness as you don't believe this minute are in the universe. Your intellect may think, oh yes, I know, these things are all in the universe. Your intellect will talk back to you like that, but your feeling doesn't believe it. I am here tonight, and I can use enough violet flame in through and around your emotional bodies to cut you free from every desire that has caused your limitations and your unhappiness or your mistakes, past and present. But I may only give you that which will assist your beloved I Am Presence to draw into your outer experience the happiness that is permanent and therefore mastery over this world. I wonder if you understand what the ascent of Master has to do. Here we are with unlimited power to change any condition in and around those we love, those who are on the pathway to their ascension, those who are rendering service in the outer world. And yet we may not use that power to help you unless you make certain conscious efforts yourself. We may not rob you of your opportunity for mastery. But we want you happy. We want you to have the happiness that your mighty I Am Presence wants for you. But you don't believe your mighty I Am Presence in what it would give you would make you as happy as you think you're going to be if you get your own way out here and do these things you want to do just now. Underneath which there may be many things that are not happiness. It pays to stay with the presence, beloved ones. It pays to trust the presence. It pays to love the presence. It pays to be the partner of the presence. It pays to let the presence give you what it wants you to have, to make the world around you that which it knows will not bring you any more problems, but will give you the freedom to do the greater service to life that will be boundless joy, invincible accomplishment, and complete mastery and victory over everything in this world that has been your distress of the past or present. From tonight, will you command your feeling to trust your beloved I Am Presence? Thank you so much. If you command that, you'll give me a wide open door to give you blessings and marvelous accomplishment and the things that make you happy that I cannot give until you take that stand and are perfectly at peace, resting in the arms of your presence, asking it to manage your outer world for you, that your world may be invincible happiness that none can take from you, eternally yours, forever expanding and clothing you with the power to bring happiness to the rest of life. Now, if you will command your feeling to trust your mighty I Am presence, and don't listen to it argue back to you. If it says, well, I trust my presence, my feeling trusts my presence. If you trusted your presence to hold the harmony here, nobody could irritate you when you couldn't have your own way. So that's proof you don't trust your presence. You have called to your presence. God knows, since this activity came forth, how many calls have gone to the beloved I Am presence. And thank God you have. You formed the habit of saying, beloved mighty I Am presence, every time things don't go right. We hear it often. And that is well. But I want to take you a step further. I want you, in your feeling, to be at ease that your presence is going to give you what it knows will make you happy permanently and keep you invincible against all discord and all of distress everywhere. I want your happiness for eternity. So does your beloved I Am presence. But when you think your happiness depends on things in the physical world or conditions or other people, just remember, what begins in this world ends in this world. If it brings you happiness to begin with, when it ends, you do not have happiness. It is but temporary change. What I am asking you to do tonight is to enter in to the happiness that only your beloved I Am presence or an ascended being can give you, and we can only give you that happiness which is eternal and ever expanding to all life, not just to you. We can only give that to you when you turn to your beloved I Am presence and ask for it. And the reason I'm turning your attention to this tonight is because you could go on aeons of time and want this and want that and want something else in the physical world, and you could get it, and it would bring other problems, and you still would not have happiness. You would still have limitations. You would still have mistakes. You would still have distress. And I am bringing this to your attention that your distress may cease to be forever. And the only way that can come about is by your complete feeling. When you say to your beloved I Am presence, fill me and my world with that which you know is going to make me and my world invincible happiness forever. Invincible against all human creation. That I may live in a sun presence of your perfection of life that forever expands its blessing of happiness to the universe around me, and let me glorify thee with greater perfection. So the next time you think you want something in this world that you just think you have to have, or you just can't be happy without it, just wait a minute. Say to your beloved I Am presence, I think I want this. I think it might make me happy. But you fill me and my world with that which you know will make me your invincible happiness forever. Invincible against all discord and interference. Invincible against all limitation. Then you give your beloved I Am Presence a free hand to bring our ascended master perfection into this world. You give us a free hand. And sometimes it's very difficult when we see people struggling. They're so fine. They're doing so well. And they want so much to do the right thing. And we want them to. And yet sometimes the struggle and the limitations go on. And then, if circumstance compels the individual to make enough dynamic application to feel his or her own power to change the condition, that individual has stepped forward and expanded his or her mastery over this world. I said to these messengers, when they first went on tour, they asked me what they should do about money for supply. And I said to this messenger, I could with one wave of my hand fill this room with money. But I may not rob you of your opportunity for mastery. And then I said these three things, and I say them to you for your freedom. If you will use the violet consuming flame, hold the harmony, and give the decrees, I will fulfill your decrees. Now, isn't that a good partnership? Thank you so much. Now, they kept their promise, they obeyed, and I kept my promise right to this minute. And so can it be with you. Your presence says the same thing to you that I said to them. Your presence forever says, if you use the violet flame, hold the harmony, and give your decrees, I will fulfill your decrees. Your presence will always do it. But give your presence the opportunity to show you what else it knows it can bring into your outer use or pour in and around you to give you a happiness that as yet you don't know that you want or do not know would bless you, and do not know you could yet have in the outer before your ascension. Your presence knows a lot more about you than you do about yourself. And it's well. We know a lot about you, but we prefer not to say too much. I'm just trying, with the great central sun magnet's love, to draw you this way. Out of the whirlwind of human desire in this world that has only imposed limitation, distress, tragedy, and destruction upon life. And when you do this, which I explained tonight, you will have taken one of the greatest steps to your freedom from limitation in the physical world. When I can get you to put your attention there and ask the presence to fill you and your world with what it knows will make you and your world permanent happiness, ever expanding, invincible against all evil. When I can get you to make that call, I'd be happy and contented there. I will have taken you forward to your mastery. You will make more progress in 1 year, or yes, maybe 1 month doing that, than you have in the last 100 embodiments. So you will make much more rapid progress, therefore you reach your happiness much sooner. So the next time you think you just can't get along without somebody or something in this world, just quiet that thing and say to the presence, let go of this world. Let the presence have a chance to fill this world with the perfection of itself and reveal to you how much happiness it wants you to have. No matter where you are, happiness that is yours for eternity, happiness that can never be taken from you nor intruded upon, never be desecrated, therefore eternal. Now the heart desires of your presence, the heart desire of your presence is for eternal happiness for you, whether it be in this world or some other, or whether it be in your ascension. Your presence doesn't want one instant of anything for you but happiness. And so, when you live for the fulfillment of a divine plan, then that which is happiness becomes your constant way of life. And no inharmony, no unhappiness can touch you. So, beloved ones, if you will trust me long enough to experiment with this call, and you send your love to your presence with a sincere determination to have everything in your world be invincible, eternal happiness to life, your life and all the life around you, you ask your beloved I Am presence to give you the happiness it wants you to have, then use the violet flame, hold the harmony, and give your decrees to live the divine way of life and keep everything in your world untouched by human creation, and you will move forward in the miracle happiness of permanent victory, permanent happiness, permanent expansion of everything that is constructive. And wherever you abide, all that you associate with will give you happiness. And that's more than you can say if you get out here just everything you think you want, because many times it has tied to it conditions and problems that are not happiness. But not so with your presence. I'm just trying this hour to cut you free from everything that has been your problems and struggles of the past. And you cannot be free from them till you let them go. And when you let them go, as you turn back to your beloved I Am presence and wait to accept the happiness it wants you and your world to manifest, do not have any regrets. Just turn away from them and remember The eternal happiness doesn't come from anywhere except your presence and our Ascended Master Octave. There's no eternal happiness in this world. There's no eternal freedom from problems in this world. And therefore, if you'll just try me out tonight, it's a nice experiment for the new year. And I didn't ask you to make any resolutions or promises or anything else for the new year. I just asked you to experiment a little till your beloved presence proves to you that our way of life, the Ascended Master's octave, is the divine way to live life. It contains eternal happiness. It is the mastery to which you must someday attain. And it is what this world needs if you're going to be at peace or give peace to the rest of life. You're going to have to let go of human desire. There's no peace in human desire. Never was and never will be. So if you care to experiment with the happiness from our octave, which your mighty I Am presence and we can lower into this world, we could clothe you in many powers that the world calls miraculous, but which are after all only the happiness and the divine way to live life that was originally God designed and mankind has forgotten to use because it forfeited the right to use the limitless blessings of the universe around it. I hope tonight I may close the door for all of you against everything that's not the eternal, ever-expanding happiness that your beloved I Am presence wants you to have while you're yet in this world, that you may have more convenience, more peace, and more opportunity to bless the rest of life around you. So it will be very worth your while if you care to experiment with that which I know to be the law, because I have become that law centuries ago. To go forward, my beloved family of the violet consuming flame, and ask your beloved I Am presence and me to fill you and your world with the eternal happiness of the violet consuming flames, magnificent realm of life that contains within it forever all that our octave can express, all that life will ever yet design to manifest to life everywhere, its ever expanding treasure house, its eternal mastery, and its almighty glorifying presence with that violet flame love that has no equal, no problems, and is our divine way of life. So from this hour, I shall call it forth for you, and then I will have to wait till you open the door and let it come in. If you care to try me out, you will never be disappointed. If you think you still want to experiment with more distress down here, I say to you this hour, life will not always give the flood of help and an understanding and blessings that continually flow through these dictations to you, because we need you for America and America is needed for the world. But the great cosmic law gives this great outpouring at certain cycles, and then we must wait till we see how much of mankind reaches up, makes that knowledge its own, uses it for the benefit of the rest of life, and lets the greater perfection of our world come into this world to fill it with happiness forever. I hope you won't fail to make this call now, for I do not want to see one under this radiation not attain the victory this time. Because only the cosmic law knows how long it might be again before this great effort would be made again to bless all mankind with a purification that raises all to the ascension. So I hope you will not ignore my explanation to call to the presence, for all that it knows will make you happy to be pouring forth in through and around and to you, that we may have as many of the I Am students manifesting that harmony and happiness and invincible perfection through which we can do our service to the nation as powerfully as possible. So we help you that you might help the nation and that the nation might help the world. So it is well to live, for the greater perfection of the whole, then you become that perfection also. So from tonight, if you will experiment with the happiness your presence and we want you to have, I am quite sure you will bring happiness to our hearts as we will bring happiness to yours. And together we will pour happiness to life until the shadows of human desire have been consumed from this world forever. And then you'll know what it means to be the violet flame freedom of our love to life that only manifests perfection expanding in full mastery for eternity. May you go forward and call with all your being to experience the happiness your mighty I Am presence wants for you. And I will add to that everything the cosmic law permits, that you may have blessings beyond your fondest dreams, and those you contact will look to you and come your way of life, because the light is irresistible and the violet consuming flames. Love is the great central sun magnet's blessing to life that raises all to the eternal freedom of the ascension. May your happiness be beyond words to describe every instant until your ascension is complete. I commend you to it if you make this call, and I feel I can trust you to do it. Thank you so much, precious ones. And I can assure you, if you do it, you'll never be unhappy again. That's an assurance you didn't think I was going to give you. Thank you so much. Try me out now and let us go forward and keep disconnected from the discord in the outer world until it is consumed, and happiness beyond words to express forever enfold you in our hearts' love that makes it ever grow greater and keeps it invincible against distress forever. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Saint Germain, thank you for your love all through the centuries. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your protection. Now we ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless you and blaze in June around us whatever will make you happy. And may we always obey unto our ascension. And we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible happiness from the beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascender Host into all outer physical conditions wherever we abide, that it is invincible against all evil, forever expanding its blessings to life everywhere. And we live the divine plan's fulfillment, and we all stand ascended and free, and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know we require to be the happiness in the outer that is invincibly, victoriously eternal, and we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Saint Germain, and every being who's poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Accept our love tonight and clothe us in what you know we're going to require to make us your victory everywhere in this world forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your sacred fire presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one in the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it. And pouring into it the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended masters, invincible happiness for eternity. Keep it invincible against all evil, but let its blazing sacred fire presence go everywhere into the outer and forever consume all that is of the shadows. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and blessed mighty Saint Germain, and all who minister with him, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world enfolding sacred fire love of all the happiness the beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host want us to have in the physical octave, blaze its manifestations now everywhere in and around those under this radiation, and hold it invincibly victorious against all human creation everywhere forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our hearts call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire. And now, all the happiness from the beloved mighty I Am Present and the ascended host that they want to manifest into and around and to those under this radiation and our loved ones and all we hold near and dear for eternity. And we thank you.